Hello, and welcome back to Shield Bash, where we left off with a brief exchange between Kellick and Ronan. Ronan, what do you want to do?
Kellick seemed a little off to me. Can I get a sense motive?
Sure. I forgot the introduction.
Okay, that is a 26.
You deduce with a 26 that there's definitely something about you or your conversation that turned him off, and he didn't want to have anything more to do with you, obviously.
Okay.
Well, you realize it was at the mention of Pathfinders. So maybe there's some mystery there. Sorry, guys, I did forget introductions. I'm Britt, your GM. To my right?
I'm Neil. I am playing Jarwin Triot, the human Flame Dancer Bard.
I am Will. Nath Vendikar, a wayward monk.
I'm Jason. I'm playing Tim Westcrown, human rogue.
I'm Curtis, and I'm playing Ronan, the Gripply Inquisitor.
Hey, I'm Peter. I'm playing Meta, the changeling female and the shunk.
You couldn't get one more adjective in there? Okay.
Could have about seven more. Your character, probably.
Oh, funny.
I have four left feet.
Okay, what's everybody else doing?
I am gambling furiously.
Okay.
Because I'm probably losing, because I'm bad at gambling. I just really like gambling.
Okay.
Same day as four left off.
Sure.
Then I would be hiding in my cabin.
Okay. Anything else from anybody else?
Having noticed that we have several evasive members of the people boarding, I would wait for a mealtime and probably make it a point to sit down next to Meta and Tam, who I've noticed have gathered every time.
Okay.
And introduce myself. After sitting down, probably the first time we've really talked, so Nath is a heavily tanned Hudrani man, with a big mane of black hair that's pretty unkempt, with a single piece of jewelry, a finely crafted pendant around his neck of blue hand within a circle, and a green, just kind of tied shut loose shirt and blue pants. Sit down and say, it's nice to meet you both. I've noticed that you've been on board for several days. What brings you to the boat, to the Genovere?
Tam is kind of hunched over the food, and Tam stands about 5'10", 180 pounds, traveling clothes, good weather-worn utility jacket, fair amount of pockets and pouches, things like that. Obviously somebody who's used to walking. All right, good day. My name's Tam Westcrown. I'm part of the Pathfinder Society. I finished my confirmation down in Mediogalta, and on my way down to Sargava. I'm going to do some exploring. Very exciting.
Sounds like a very exciting first adventure for a Pathfinder.
Oh, yes. I'm going to find wonderful things. Meet exciting people.
And you?
Meta is about 5'4", long, light brown hair. She's got a bright blue eye, bright green eye, wearing glasses. Got some earrings in one ear, none in the other. She smiles at you.
Well, hello, I'm Meta. I'm from Wongi, going back home. I met Tam as Minya Belton. It was an interesting experience. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So you're headed to Sargava in what, for what reason?
Just to get off the ship, and then I'll be heading home. I'm from Malongi, from the tribes.
Ah.
It's been a while, and I'd like to see my family again.
Family is a great thing. I share your sympathy there. I wish I could return as well. Listen, I noticed when you got on the ship that you said you wanted to play shuffleboard. Why don't we play sometime while you're out on deck?
Well, sounds like a wonderful idea. Next time I've got some free evening, I'll take you up on that.
Nathwood finish his meal there, having what discussion would be had.
After you leave, I just lean over to Meta and go,
I'm not going to play shuffleboard.
You might like it. Maybe you should try it.
Oh, shuffleboard's a wonderful game, but I'm not going to play.
Is it done something just like you?
I don't know him, Meta.
Okay, anything else?
Nope, just okay. keeps a special wary eye out for Nath. Nath, right? Nath and tries to...
Okay.
Whenever Nath comes on deck, he gets the other side of the deck, and as soon as the way's clear, back down.
Okay. Are you two at dinner as well, Ronan and
Charlie? Absolutely. I'm as long as it's allowed.
Do I see anything...
Well, it's in Alton's quarters, and...
That's the only place they're doing
he's
it.
He's in the kitchen.
Then yes, I would be dying.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ronan.
Do I see anything interesting? Something maybe I haven't seen before. When I walk into the room, anyone with different apparel,
sort of playing interesting games. Gellick is over in the corner trying to avoid you. Oh. Sasha is having a good time. What's that other chick's name?
Iona.
Eris. Oh. Eris is also somebody there. Else.
If I sense motive, do those folks seem to be together?
Eris and Gellick?
Eris and Sasha and Gellick, they
all seem kind of mixed within the crew, dying. Most of the crew, I mean, this is a huge ship, you guys, and most of the crew takes meals and shifts, because there's, cook's got to do one batch, and then start another one, and so they eat in shifts.
Also, you can't leave the ship unmanned, so.
Yeah, pretty much. Nah, only in dead calm, but fortunately we haven't experienced that yet. Okay. She doesn't seem to take notice of you. Ishiru is also there having food. All the passengers are told six bells, so that's,
Anybody with any interesting games or the interesting pets, apparel?
I have a flower on my shoulder.
You would...
Does it move or is it just there?
It moves.
So it's like living, like a plant. Oh, that's fascinating.
You want to...
What is that?
Well, that would be my shoulder.
No, the thing on your shoulder. Does it bite?
No, it doesn't bite. Yeah, let's see.
It's fantastic. It's a living plant. Where did you find this thing?
From home, from the morning.
Really? Are they common there?
No.
Hmm. Would explain why I've never seen one before. Can I touch it?
Oh, God. Are we going to play the toucher game?
At least you can say, can I taste it?
I suppose
if you're gentle,
you can
have him. Oh, very well.
Meta's sitting there, like, next to... Tam's sitting next to Meta, like, eating, like, watching, but trying not to say anything.
I reach over and just kind of gently pet it. What race are you?
I'm a changeling.
You're huge. Okay, so I got to stand on the bench while you're sitting there eating to reach your shoulder. Fabulous.
And Tam, did you want to do something?
You had mentioned when Shinru, or however you pronounce his name, came on board.
Ishiru?
It was like really obvious he was part of the Aspis.
No. He was part of... Yeah, he was.
He had the sword.
He had the sword. Is kind of what marked it. I guess along the scabbard, it has a consortium.
I will actively be avoiding him as well, then.
Okay. That's fine.
For those who are unaware, what is that?
I'm going to leave that with one of our experts.
So there's the Pathfinder Society everybody knows about, the Dungeon Divers and everything like that. Then there's the Aspis Consortium, who are basically the exact same, but with no ethics. So they are Daniel Craig from the Lara Croft movie, if you understand the reference. If not, they basically will plunder and then just sell whatever they can get. They have no problems with murders.
Assassinations. Yes. Theft. Fires, destruction,
blackmail.
Stuff they like don't that. Care.
So they're not great people.
No whole part.
No, they are in fact decidedly not. And the two organizations are constantly butting heads.
Yeah.
Because there have been many times when the Aspis Consortium has outright attacked the Pathfinder Society.
I played that scenario.
Yes.
Me too.
Which one?
Yeah, exactly. But so, that's who they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not nice.
Yeah, not great people. It sounds like
tend to be evil, but not always.
Okay. Were we done with this over here? And did we cover what Sam wanted to do?
Yeah, that was just the question of, like, if it was obvious that Ishiru is part of the, or at least looks like they're part of the Aspis, then I would stay away from them.
So we covered it, yeah?
Yes.
All right. So we got... This is funny to me, because we got different PCs avoiding different NPCs and back and forth. It's great. So, towards the end of dinner, Alton kind of takes center stage here at the middle table. Picture three banks of tables, okay? He's kind of at the middle one, and he says, "Gather round, y'all. I'll tell you the story about the maiden voyage of the Genevieve. Some of you may have heard this already, but I'll share it anyway. Shut up, you." When the Genevieve first took off from Magnemar, she carried 48,000 gallons of fresh water, 7,400 ballista bolts, 79,400 gallons of rum. When she made port at the second port, she took on 826 pounds of flour, 69,300 gallons of rum. At the third stop, she took on 550 tons of beef, 64,000 gallons of wine. There were some skirmishes to the next port. The next port, they captured a distillery, made off with 40,000 gallons of whiskey. And when they finally made port in Eladir, all that was left of the wares was the 48,000 gallons of water. Anyway, that's what they say.
Cool story, bro.
Excuse me, sir. So are you saying you're an alcoholic?
I think we all are in one way or another, but don't tell anyone.
Well, did they eat the ballista bolts?
No, that's how they took over the distillery.
Oh, right. Was it a floating distillery?
No, it was on the shore, but it was close.
All right.
All of a sudden,
you hear the bell ringing frantically. Bing, 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 bing. Alton says, "General quarters, all hands on deck." And all the crew rise up, run to their quarters,
and overthrow the captain.
Grab their gear. Head above decks. Whatever you all do.
I would let them clear out, and then I'd probably poke my head up, too.
Okay.
You armed?
I'm always armed. I've got claws.
Right. My bad.
Math would slowly make his way to the deck.
I would start playing just a non-magical bardic performance. Not bardic performance, just music for my flute.
Sam, are you sure we should get involved with this?
No, that's why I'm going to just go look and see what's happening. And then I might just leave it to them. The storm or something, I'm going back to my cabin. With the pirates, I may or may not go back to my cabin.
Sure.
Okay.
That's those.
I'll follow you.
Alright, Ronan, what are you going to do?
I'm going up deck, man.
Okay.
Find me a decent observation point.
Okay.
I tend to have to climb things because everybody else is so tall.
Okay. Jeremy?
I am going to start playing on my flute, not bardic performance, just going to play like an exciting, oh my god, something's happening, this is awesome music.
Are you going to try and play in concert with bing, 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 bing?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds like a challenge.
Bing, do, bing, do, bing,
do, bing, bing, toot, toot, bing, bing,
toot. Nath, what do you want to do?
Probably just head back up deck, not so much to see what's going on, just because that's where you would want to be.
Okay. And Tam and Meta, have you decided what you're doing?
Yeah, we're, like I said, I'll wait till everybody else clears out. Like, I won't get in the way of the crew.
Okay.
Since, you know, this is their ship, they know what they're doing.
Sure.
And then once the, kind of, the way is clear, I'm going to go up and just, basically just get enough to see on deck and see what's happening.
Okay.
I will follow as the last few people start leaving, like the crew was.
Okay, so you guys still, are kind of picking fluid up the rear, basically, after all the crew, is what I understand it. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they're all heading above deck, and except for maybe Ronan, you said you were going to try and find a vantage point.
Oh, yeah, once I get to the top deck where the captain's summoning everybody, mm-hmm, I'll try to find something to climb up to where I can get a good vantage point.
Okay. Once you reach the top deck, you realize that you're under attack. Climbing up the port side are two giant crabs.
Sweet.
Give me initiative, please.
But we already did.
While you're doing that, Tam will look at Meta and just be like, Well, you know how I said I always wanted to be famous? You don't get famous hiding in your cabin.
It's true.
Shink.
Oh, I'll try to make sure you live to see your fame.
Well, look, I'll appreciate that.
All right. Tam, what you got?
Only a 9.
Okay. And math.
19.
Okay. And meta?
15.
Okay. And Nat, what's your modifier?
A +3.
Okay. Jarwin, what'd you say?
I go right after meta.
After meta?
Yeah, we both rolled 15, so you beat on the roll off.
Sorry, I got a level lost here trying to figure out where my guys go into this. Ronan, did you roll?
Yes. 18.
18. Meta was a
15.
15, okay. Jarwin, Tam. Yeah. I think I've got it right now, don't I?
Looks that way.
Alright.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what's right.
Question though is where are the stairs?
Oh, details. Details.
Alright guys, we're gonna do a whole bunch of visual only portions. I hope you can follow with us. He's drawing a line.
And a line, and another line, another line, and another line, and they kinda connect, make a rectangle.
And the color of the marker changes as it goes too.
We have all now stood up from the table, we're very excited.
Okay. I hate to say it, but this does not really make a lot of sense to me. Is this where we're coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
In the center is the cargo hold. There's another bank of...
What is the big rectangle?
Covered portion.
Okay, so that's on deck. It's just got like a canopy pretty much.
Yes. Here's port. There's starboard bows. Here's your giant crabs.
Remember, for those of you who don't know, port is left.
If you're facing the pointy end.
Yes, well...
Facing... Yes.
Yeah, if you're facing the forward of the ship, port is left.
Front, back, left, right.
Yeah, pretty much. Good translation, thanks. Okay.
I don't have a fig. Good God.
Actually, this is starboard.
Yo, rookie.
And the back is the aft.
Seeing as
you'll be coming out that way, yes.
Seeing as we all decided to come out after the crew, we're probably just
actually,
getting
you know what? I'm going to say that whole thing is the... kitchen in the galley, this whole block. It's above decks. I mean, you're already on the top deck. You didn't have to go any stairs or anything.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. So
we're all.
Yes. Yes.
Is this you, Meta?
Yeah.
Good. Kurt, where do you want to be? Where's Ronan?
Oh, do we have any masts or anything?
Oh, we have several. I knew you were going to ask that. I forgot to draw them in.
Are you?
That's Meta. On the cardboard.
Well, that's where I would be, because I followed you with you guys.
Well, apparently we're already up top.
Oh.
Yeah, there wasn't really any stairs. Sorry, I retconned it.
Okay.
Place your own piece. Do what you'll see.
He's on the mast.
Do I get to do my climb, or am I just get to the mast?
You have a climb speed, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Great.
Then, yeah, so you're fine. That is the way that works, right, guys?
Yep.
They can take 10 and then, yeah, move.
Okay.
That is the normal.
Okay.
Right, well, let's get into the thick of it then. So you just call it first, this week.
Matt, what do you wish to do?
I assume I've seen these crabs already, so,
Yeah, we have several sailors kind of trying to grab sticks and, try and push these back overboard.
Oh.
You can move through friendly, so I'm not even going to bother to put them on the board. Yes.
Going back in time a little bit. Did I get the opportunity to cast a spell, or was that a double move? You never...
I'm going to say getting there and climbing? Yeah, that's a double move.
Oh, all right. Well, I will just go ahead and head over to the closest crab, then.
Right.
Which I just make it out the door.
That's a single move?
With a single move, so I will go ahead and take a double move to the port side and kind of make it to the side of the deck to look over.
Okay, good call. Currently you don't see any more crabs trying to climb up the side of the boat. And is that your turn?
Oh, yeah, I believe that would be my turn.
Okay. Very good. Then we've got that, this guy. That's me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what that was. Oh, okay. Yeah, he can move fast on the land. He just kind of plows through all the sailors for whatever reason, because, you know, reasons. That brings us to Ronan.
How high is this? Can I see him? Clearly.
Oh, this is probably 10 feet.
Can I see him from where I'm at?
I'm 20 feet up. We're saying you are 15 feet up on the mast?
It's 15 or 20. I don't know which one that is.
Yeah, it's 15. Okay. If I lay it down, I can measure. Well, actually, it's 10 feet. So
my move was 20, so I should be even higher.
Let's say, no offense, guys, but does it really make that big of a difference if you're that accurately represented as to how high you are?
No. Realistically, no, but just wanted to account for his movement as all. Yeah, I'm going to say at 15 you got a shot, but...
Okay.
You're using a longbow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your range on that should be well within...
100 feet.
But you took point blank, right?
Yes.
Okay. No bonus on that, though, right?
No, he's well outside 30 feet.
Yeah.
That is a 21 to hit.
21 will hit.
For 2 points of damage.
2 points. Very good. And that brings us to Meta.
All right. Glancing back towards Tam. Sure about this? All right. Meta will move out the door there, look around, and cast a spell. And not get the frog and not get... No, but I get you too. Bless.
The frog being Ronin?
Okay.
Now, I forget with that. If plus you should hit. Move into their range, does it take effect on them? Or...
No, it's not a...
It's an instantaneous burst effect.
It's 50-foot range.
Yeah, so it's
really get all of them.
Okay.
No, it affects everybody at the time. It's not a radius.
Not a radius. Okay.
Yeah, it's just an instant... Got it. It's a burst effect.
But it is 50-foot, not 30?
Yes.
And so that does encompass everybody?
Yes.
Great. All right. Good call, Meta. Jarwin.
I will begin a jaunty tune of To Battle as I'm speaking.
A sea shanty, perhaps?
And playing on my flute, I will do my bardic performance of Inspire Courage, give everyone +1 to hit and damage confidence bonus, +1 against fear and charm effects, and that'll be my turn.
Do we have a card for that one?
That's what this is.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Also, Pete's looking for
that. Okay. Very good. Very good. We love the Paizo cards here. Tan.
Oh, hey. My turn. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Move out the door. Move past Meta and Jarwin. 5, 10, 15.
It's always the last one.
30. I'm going to move up. I'm about 10 feet behind the monk. And I got it. I will be there, sword drawn, and ready to fight something once it comes in range. But that is a double move for me.
Very good.
And as I move past Meta, I'll just, Rotto, yes, quite sure. For now, at least.
Gonna take a stab at the closest. It's 50-50 shot here, though, huh?
I don't know. Technically, the monk was definitely closer.
What's that?
Technically, the monk was way closer. 10 feet, I'd say.
And monk wins. He's getting attacked. Let's find out what happens. Does a 13 hit you?
No, it does not.
Oh, so sad. Alright. That brings us back to Nath. We'll catch you next time, my pretty.
So Nath, as a move action, will assume crane style and start fighting defensively.
Crane style!
And just go ahead and do a flurry of blows.
Flurry! Can't flurry if you use the move action. Flurry of blows is a full round.
Good point. One unarmed strike.
There you go.
Not great. 5.
Sadly, a 5 does not hit this critter that happens to be encased into a shell. But did you remember bardic performance going?
I did not.
And bless.
And bless.
Another +2 to hit.
Yeah, so 7 total.
So 7 total. Sorry. Still a no!
Oh, that was a shocker. Single digit to hit.
Nice. Yep.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yep.
I mean, I'm
flabbergasted. I know the rules.
These big hard shell creatures.
That makes it crabby number one's turn.
And I thought these were oozes.
And who am I looking at there? Our bard?
Zibard.
Jarwin.
Me and the enemy. I'm okay with this.
And so you're wearing that. It's actually offset by crane style.
You what?
I still got a -2 for fighting defensively.
You what?
I got a -2 for fighting defensively.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I'll witness this in that one.
Okay. Bard dies in the first session. All right.
Does a 20 confirm?
I believe it does.
Okay. He's going to grab this bard. Since he's making a lot of racket, I guess. He's going to do some damage. And he's going to attempt to grab you. You take 1 point of damage. Oh, my gosh. What
okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's a crit.
Yep.
So, these are great dice, Jason. Thanks again. They're hard to read, though.
Yeah, hey, so are mine.
3 points of damage.
That's good.
And a CMB. It's 19.
Yep.
So you are currently grabbed. Fabulous.
Is it grabbed or crabbed?
Crabbed.
He's got crabbed.
I've been crabbed.
He needs to go see the priest.
The condition cards.
Then it is Ronan's turn after we figure that one out.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to shoot Krebby number one, I believe.
Yes. My term of endearment for it.
You are out of range for Inspire Courage, by the way.
20 feet up.
Yeah. You're at least 40 feet away from me.
Alright.
Put the whole Pythagorean theorem on it and everything, or what?
Yeah.
Okay. A player A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
So, I don't get the plus one to damage. I just get the plus one for bless.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Does a 13 hit?
A 13. Great question, Ronan. And that would be a negative. Alright. That brings us to meta. Careful now, meta. Careful.
Play from the crab will draw a light crossbow.
Okay. And that brings us to Jarwin.
I will stop using my flute, drop it.
I'm shocked at this point.
Action, pull out my cestus.
Well, that's
punch it.
Kind of already attached, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Punch it.
Possible crit.
Nice.
It's probably not going to happen. Confirm. I don't think 13 confirms.
Negative.
For a whopping 2 damage.
Fair enough. Alright. Tam, what do you want to do?
Well, I am going to... This thing's real big, right? It doesn't look like it's an imposition to be holding the bard up, right?
Holding the bard up?
Yeah. The one that's got the bard grabbed, it doesn't look like it's...
Struggling.
Affecting it in some way. Is it flat? Is it considered grappled because it's grappling him? Not all creatures are.
Oh, that's a crazy question.
Here I am, causing problems.
Such a troublemaker.
So would Inspire Courage be gone now that you stop playing? No?
The flag will denote when Inspire Courage is up.
Got it. He's got a full. It ends on your turn, right?
I have lingering performance.
Lingering.
And I also have community minded, which increases it by another 2 rounds, so it actually lasts for 5 rounds.
Very good.
Right.
I'm gonna make a ruling and say he's grappling him, he's focused on him. What do you want to do?
Well, if he's grappling him,
yes,
and he's basically there, that means he's considered grappled, which means he's denied his dexterity bonus, which means
flat-footed?
He's flat-footed. So I'm going to move there.
Okay. That was a 5-foot step.
Yep. It's a 5-foot step to move, and I'm now... It's not the best action, but I'm now in between both crabs, and I'm also going to kind of, I guess, try to get Nat's attention and be like, swing around! And she's going to take her short sword and just be like, well, I'm going to live forever! Probably not going to happen there. That's a 13 to hit. Nope, that's a 15 to hit.
15 will hit, flat-footed.
Yes.
Congratulations.
1 additional damage.
9 damage.
9
total.
1 additional damage from the bard.
Yeah.
Fancy schmancy. Very good.
Yippee-yo-ki-yay.
And, oh, hey. Krabby number 1 is going to attack Nat. And give me a card.
Alright. Well, so on the natural
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Don't pick at it. You take 1 point of con bleed.
Oh, that's just
goodbye, Krabby.
The crab will just wither away as we watch it.
Yep.
My goodness.
Crit fumble decks are awesome.
We love the cards from Pies. Oh, shit. You said the...
One con bleed.
Bleed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that works per round, am I correct?
Yep. Take one now, and then you continue to take them.
If you're intelligent, you can take a full round to try to heal check. But wow. I don't know if these guys are.
These are not so what you would consider.
They'll just boot out.
Eventually. Yeah. Okay. So, that makes it Nath's turn. Nath, what do you want to do?
Hearing the tactics suggestion here, I would like to take a 5-foot step to the bow. Still fighting defensively, go ahead and do a flurry of blows
on flurry it.
The one that just injured itself. That's a 6.
Oh, plus 2 from that.
Minus 2 from fighting defensively.
Plus 2 from flanking.
I mean, it's still going to be single digits.
Yeah, it's not even going to break.
It'll be an 11.
Yeah, let's not put kind of point on it.
So it would,
he wasn't technically flanking, though, I don't think.
Yeah, he's
flanking.
Jason.
But Jason's engaged with this one.
Doesn't
he?
Matter.
I still find the spurs around me.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Even on 11 does not hit him, though.
Second attack.
Hit it.
A little bit better. It's a 9 plus 1.
Plus 5.
Plus 2. Not plus 5, because I'm fighting defensively, right. Which gives me negative 2.
Well, you get 4 from the buffs and flanking, is what I'm saying.
Right. So, 4, 5, minus 2 would be 3. That's at 12.
12. Still not quite enough, sir.
Alrighty.
Better luck next time. Alright. The crab that currently is holding a Jarwin. He's going to try and pinch you with the other pincher. Because that's what we do. He misses terribly.
Does he hold on to him?
Let's find out. That's at least 2. He does not. So, you are free, sir, at the moment.
Alright.
I'll get you again, then. Ronan.
So you're not grappled any longer?
Just let loose of him.
Just let loose of him.
Fire run.
I am going to come out of rotation.
Really?
Hold my shot until I get a good clean shot.
Okay. You will tell me when. So that makes it Meta's turn, yes?
Yes. All right. Meta moves towards her companion Tam,
uh-huh.
And with a hand off the crossbow, lashes with her claws to try to help Tam's next attack.
Okay. So you're
attacking. You got this, Tam. Hey, Craddy!
No, ate another.
Look at this!
Oh, ate another? Okay.
And.
Cock die.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I don't help.
You're trying, though.
Super.
You get the plus 2 from that.
Yeah, I have a minus 3 on my screen to start with.
I wasn't sure.
Jarwin.
Alright, I am.
3!
Punch this crabby patty in front of me. With the miss.
Are you sure?
It's an 11, so yes.
Yes, okay.
Sorry, a 12, so yes. This is going swimmingly.
Okay. Is that your turn? Would you like to move? Benevolent GM.
No, I'm good there. I'll say fight on! We can win this!
Very good. Tam.
Alright, I'm going to do the same thing as last time now that I've got some more allies. I'm going after the same one. Kind of thinking the other one... It hurt itself. Looks like it's probably going to bleed out eventually. So, focusing on the one next to Jarwin.
Which I call number
10. Okay, 10, 12. You give. So, 14 total.
14 total. Sorry, not quite enough.
It's okay. I won't. I'll just ignore the fact that if the 8 another had succeeded, I would have hit.
Because I would give you what?
16. Plus 2.
Whatever. I'm going to go ahead and come back in.
Right now?
Since nobody's going to take off and I'll...
Well, it probably would have helped if you'd said something.
We don't know what you're doing. We don't know what you do. You didn't say anything. We wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, talking, free action.
Yeah.
Oh, crit threat.
Let's see if you can confirm.
How many is it for? 4. Minus 4?
Plus 2 to hit from Bless and Inspire Courage as well.
That would be 17 minus 4, 13.
Sorry, sir. So close.
So he takes 6 points of damage.
No, he did not hit.
Because it's an unconfirmed crit.
Not a confirmed crit.
So only 6. I see. I forgot about the crit part. And that was number 2?
I had already as well.
The one that is attacking the bard.
That one?
I believe that is number 2.
Balls on its side.
Yay!
Nice. Crab work. Ronin.
Crab meat for dinner.
Makes it daddy's number 1's turn.
And dinner tomorrow.
He still wants some.
some of that monk magic. So he's coming after you, Nat.
He's putting one leg on the table and everybody's eating like a buffet.
Swing and a miss.
Everybody says a stick of butter.
Swing and a miss. Meta.
You skipped it.
Oh.
That was Betty.
That was Betty 1. Betty 2 is gone. I'm sorry. Nat, it's now your turn to finish the other one that was trying to get you.
Going to attempt to finish up my shadow boxing, which is actually hitting the creature.
Everything else at this point has just been warning shots.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what we can do. It's going to hurt.
That is not a hit.
Okay.
No, it's a 9, so. Okay. Still shadow boxing.
I'm sorry, were you doing flurry?
Yeah, flurry.
Okay, so that was 1.
Missed on both.
I missed on both. Okay. Yeah, 2 and a 6.
Trying to help you.
Yeah, I need to just throw this die in the trash. Start over.
We have a dice jail.
You stay there for a while. See how you like it.
Shame.
You got this, Cam.
Now it's Meta's turn.
You got this.
Trying to aid again. Yes?
Need a bumble card.
No, we aren't doing it on Ajax.
It's an attack roll.
It is an attack roll.
I don't think that's fair, but okay.
Yeah, watch, he hits himself with his own dagger.
Sometimes it's not fair to stab yourself and kill yourself, too.
Hey, last night's a
natural attack.
Oh, no.
This attack hits you and is a critical threat. You must roll to confirm the critical hit.
The same card from last night.
No, because last time his was melee.
Correct. Same effect. Yeah. Last night.
He does not hit yourself. Thank goodness.
Do you remember the +2 to hit from the bless in his prior?
Yes. It was even young.
Alright, you're giving me +1 damage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sadly.
Sorry.
You roll max damage?
Minimum 1 non-lethal.
Alright, there you go.
You break a nail.
Nice.
Dodged a bullet there. Darwin, what do you want to do?
I will first tick down my dice that I'm keeping track of my Solitor. And then move.
I appreciate it.
And attempt to hit this thing with flanking. I moved up to the other crab to assist my fellows here, and I will continue to say, fight on, we can do this, as I punch it and miss.
Alright. Damn!
Alright, let's see if somebody can ever hit this thing, besides itself. So, it already being right behind me.
Yeah, it's been at least another round, hasn't it?
Yeah. I will turn around and try to stab into a weak, like, joint or some weak spot in the carapace. That's gonna do it. So, 13 on the die, which is 16, 18, 20 to hit.
Give me damage.
8 to 9 total.
9.
That's with the sneak attack. I have no bonuses, it's just D6s.
Alrighty then. That makes it Ronan's turn. That was your turn, right? You didn't want to move?
No.
Okay. Ronan?
I'm going to shoot it.
Nice.
Crit threat!
Yeah.
You might need it, because shooting into melee, right?
Yeah.
You notice how he's using his clear die.
Mm-hmm, I did. The infamous clear die.
The infamous. All right. That is a 19.
That's
20 to confirm.
That'll confirm, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, minus the 4. 16 to confirm, because I'm shooting.
That still confirms.
With plus and inspired courage, no 2.
Well,
that was included.
Okay.
Do you want to, you just confirmed the crit?
Do you want a card?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Normal damage and target provokes attack of opportunities from all threatening opponents.
Woo! This is the best ever.
7 points of damage from me.
Well, now we take the card.
Yeah,
which is normal damage. So he gets the roll.
Okay.
I will hit.
So will I.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Slow down.
If it helps,
it was Ronan's turn, right?
Yes.
Okay. Nath, what do you got?
Natural 1.
Yes!
This is awesome!
Okay. Now you get to choose, because you're fighting with your fist, you can choose between melee and natural.
Okay.
Your melee one is you take a -1 penalty on all attack rolls until you score a critical hit, and that will last outside this fight.
Do I have to confirm that, or no?
No, you just fumbled.
Okay.
The natural one is you're sickened for 1d6 rounds.
I'm going to go with the sickened. I'm going to go... Seeing the bard also shadowboxing. Good form!
Crunch yourself.
That's better than what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, you hit it in the leg, and the leg just, like, moved by reflex and got you right in the donut.
Okay.
Why do you sound like Mickey Mouse?
Get that. It would be the middle of the
We're going in. Yeah.
Right.
We're going in.
We're
order
still following initiative.
Of initiative.
I got negative three. Does that
hit? That will not hit. How can you do that without rolling a one?
No, no. This is just how long you're
sitting. Oh, gotcha.
Okay, so Jarwin, now, did you hit?
Yes.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 17 on the dice, which means it would be over 20.
Yeah.
Okay, so three damage.
Describe your hit for
me. I am going to continue singing and just punch
with my cestus.
Not unarmed, because I have a weapon. Okay. Punch, dealing bludgeoning and piercing damage to its ass.
And with that, its face caves in, and it's done.
So my like, your turn.
Yeah, I do 12 more damage to it as it falls.
Yeah!
I just cut a leg off and
start eating it right there.
Raw shellfish? You go right ahead. Could get.
That's why I took that off, because it kept falling.
Okay, now before we continue, I have organized these alphabetically, your condition cards.
Oh,
so
very good.
When you use them, please put them back in the right order. That way we can find things quickly.
Conditions alphabetized.
That's very handy.
Very nice. Very nice. Conveniently, at this point, Captain Alessandro climbs above deck. Says, "Ah, good job, boys. I guess it's crab tonight."
it was right. Probably good.
While he's giving us the
crab, water, lemon.
While he was giving us the pat on the back, Nath is probably just up chucking over the side of the boat.
You're sick and not nauseated.
He walks over.
Hey, he can roll play however he wants.
Right. I thought you had your sea legs by now.
I did. That's crab.
Smells awful. What is that? You live in water. Come on.
Are you okay?
Yeah, quite good. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you alright? You got a bit.
Yeah, it hurt a bit. Yeah. Sorry, I was spacing out.
You need some.
I could use some feel good.
Alright. Anyone else or just you?
I think I'm the only one that got hit, besides the crabs. You want to ask them if they're okay? You were speaking with animals earlier, weren't you?
You got 3 health back.
That's how much damage I took.
Excellent. For the record, I cast Cure Light Wounded on them.
You're good?
Done good?
Very good. Alrighty then. Congratulations.
First combat went wonderfully.
You got it. It
went well.
Carry there for a moment.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a TPK there for a while.
Why? No, nobody even went unconscious. Why are you worried about a TPK?
Because we rolled like 12 twos.
Well, that was mostly me, though.
Yeah, I rolled two.
Yeah, I mean, there was one round where like nobody hit, but.
It was a joke. I wasn't serious.
It's hard to tell with you sometimes. Mostly because you're not funny.
If you want to roll criticals like mine, you don't have to have a clear die.
But you have to have a loaded one.
It'll help.
Yeah, where's B's die?
Yeah, no.
No, don't give that to Britt. No, don't give that to Britt. It'll kill the party.
Crit every time, do one damage.
Oh, only doing one damage on crits, I'm fine with
it. That's just so, the way B's die works.
That's that, and, you know, Alton gives the crew direction on how to best deliver this massive amount of crab meat to the cookie, and, that's what's for dinner tonight.
Lunch tomorrow and dinner tomorrow.
Yeah,
lunch the next day.
Yeah. Weighs not what not.
How big
right?
were these? Like 600 pounds?
No, they're pretty big, yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Tim will immediately double check all his clothes and make sure that everything's in the right order and head back inside.
I will prestidigitation my clothes, everything, head to toe, to clean it, and to get the smell and blood and everything off.
Okay.
Even if it takes like an hour, that's what I'll do.
On your way back to your quarters, is that what you said you were doing, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nath is going to try to catch up.
Hang on a second. Gellick pops his head out the window and, what was all that about?
I pointed the giant crabs. Right there, mate.
We go dinner.
Well, no, I imagine you're walking towards your quarters. He's poking his head out of his quarters. He didn't know what was going on.
Someone on the ship's got crabs. Dibbins.
Crabs?
Yeah, big giant crabs that came on the ship.
Oh, that kind of crab.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
He's got his head poked out the window. Gellick, are you avoiding me?
Yes. All right.
Dude, that is seriously the most anal thing I've ever seen you do.
I like to be able to find the stuff that I need without spending 5 minutes sorting through a deck and then missing it.
Fair enough.
Mine at home are sorted too, because
I sort my magic cards alphabetically.
Yeah, I do that too, actually. But
and I have like 30,000 cards. It takes a while.
It only takes a while the first time. After that, you're just adding to it.
Yeah.
All right. What's everybody else doing?
Nath is going to catch up to Tam and pat him on the back as he walks up and just say, "Hey, good call on circling around. Too bad I couldn't be more help, but."
Well, you were quite good assistance to me, and I made great use of the openings. It was good working with you. Good luck next time, and I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
My son.
Oh, the camaraderie. Fabulous.
It's all right. I take it he doesn't talk to many people very often.
Seems that way.
Well, he's an intellectual, it seems.
You and then head to your cabin.
Thank you for your assistance.
Anybody else? What do you got? What do you want
to
do?
I'm actually kind of fascinated by the bard. I just haven't had the opportunity to approach him yet.
He thinks you're pretty.
Well, I'm spending an hour on the ship cleaning myself head to toe. Yeah. You'll have plenty of time to talk to me, yeah, if you want to.
Plays the flute. I'm just waiting to hear him play again, so I kind of keep him within earshot, you know.
Okay. Very good.
Meta. I'm a fan of music.
What do you want
to
do?
I curtsy to the monk.
Okay.
How did you curtsy? Do you have a skirt on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for details. He's now showing me how he's curtsy. It's very effective, very clean.
Is there always a middle finger involved in this process?
It's almost a local always. Custom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Right. Alphabetical too.
Yeah. And they all arrived safely in Sargava.
And we begin our delve into the woods of place.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.